Don Prosser joins us in the studio today, this Tuesday morning, for our Storm Lake St. Mary's School Spotlight. And yesterday, first of all, I want to thank the St. Mary's students for stopping by with some nice goodies. Thank you.
Yes, you're most welcome. We were glad that we could stop in for some treats for you. Thanks for being our partner.
And I know that kind of, you do this every Catholic Schools Week, correct?
Yes, yes, as part of our activities to go out into the community and thank those that partner with us and help us as a privately funded school. We rely on the community for their support of us.
Yeah, and you also had some numbers or some facts that you wanted to share, you know, from Storm Lake St. Mary's, and we can do that here during our spotlight time.
Yep. Thanks for your time. Just a few numbers about us, things that you might not know. We're a faith-based choice in education, and about 98% of our students receive some type of tuition scholarship, so we're affordable. Wanted people to know that. And about 18% of our students are not Catholic, so enrollment's open to students of all faiths. And about 53% of our students are classified as minority. And students from 11 area towns drive into our community so that they can access a Catholic education. And our payroll has a $10 million impact upon the Storm Lake community. So we do have an impact upon the community.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Well, those are some nice stats and numbers. What about some of the activities that you can share with us about the Catholic Schools Week celebration this week?
Okay. Well, yesterday we were out in the community, and that's a very fun thing that we do. We get out of the building, and some of the businesses can see our students, and we can go out and say hello. And today we have a Catholic Schools Week Mass at 2:30 in the church, and the public is welcome to come in and celebrate the Mass with us. And then earlier we had an afternoon spiritual retreat with our elementary students, and that's a wonderful thing. And then Father Frank Lona shared with us his experience in our Santa Lucia sister parish in Nicaragua. That was a wonderful experience. We thank Father Frank for that. Tomorrow there is no school, so we'll have a staff appreciation, teacher appreciation day, and our wonderful school head cook, Michelle Hines, has been working very hard, and she will have a teacher appreciation lunch for us in the new parish center, and our student council members will be serving the teachers, so we appreciate them coming in their day off and serving them. And then Thursday, Parent Appreciation Day, and also another kind of community appreciation. We'll have a Storm Lake United coffee in the new parish center. So come in the double doors off of East 3rd Street, 300 East 3rd. So come on in. And again, Michelle, thank our head cook. She's wonderful. She will have some treats for us and come in and learn a little bit more about the school. And if you haven't seen the new parish center, that's another excuse to come in and see us. And there's great parking on the in the new paved parking lot. So that's 10 o'clock on Thursday. And if you have a little bit of time, our high school students that are headed to state speech will have an assembly at 10:30. And that's in the gym. Guests are welcome to that as well. And then after school, on that same day, we'll have a little thank you treats for the parents that are lined up on Seneca Street after school. So we've got a little thank you for them.
Cool. And then Friday, anything?
Yes, Student Appreciation Day. So students can forego the school uniform and have a jean day. And they can wear a St. Mary's shirt and show pride in their school out into the community on that day. And high school students will have a service day. They'll be doing some service projects from 9 to 11. And after that, they're going to grab a sack lunch, get on the bus, and enjoy some ice skating in Spirit Lake in the afternoon. And then the younger students, the pre-K through 5, will have a family lunch day in the gym. They love this. From 11 to noon, have a picnic in the gym with their parents. And after that, there'll be board games set up in the gym. And middle school students will have lunch in the gym about noon, followed by board games until 1 o'clock. So it's kind of a really fun day. It's something we've done most years every day. So that's a really fun day. So want to thank, shout out to the Catholic Schools Week Committee and my partner in crime, Mrs. Gail Strom and Mrs. Diane Jones, working really hard to put this week together. And of course, our head cook, Michelle Hines.
Very good.
A lot of work. So shout out to them.
Big week. Dawn, thanks so much for stopping in.
Thank you for your time. This is great to be able to come on the radio with you.
Promoting Catholic Schools Week, part of the Storm Lake St. Mary's School Spotlight Program, right here this morning and every other week on Mix 101.7.